Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. God bless you and keep you. Father, we just ask you to bless this today, this revelation today, in Jesus' name, to touch the folks, and, to warn, and also to encourage, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we've been calling this God Warns of Worse Pestilence. This is number two. And a subtitle you might call Pestilence, Food, and Energy. Lots of things involved here. Many things that we've heard promised are happening now, but don't expect to hear about it on the mainstream media. Although they are having to report on the Biden laptop to avoid the expense of losing all credibility. And it appears the deep state is throwing the Biden crime family under the bus. And what we're hearing from various sources is that very soon we will see a planned global economic collapse. And this will be a worldwide shutdown to change over from the worthless dollar and other things to asset-backed currencies and the new quantitative QFS system, economic system of the alliance. Solar storms may be blamed for the electrical and internet collapse, but back up your computers anyway and be ready. Remember, their timings quite often are to provoke the enemy to move so that they can find them and do something. But a lot of things that they say do come to pass. So back up anything on your computers or online. Also, food and fuel and industrial supply lines will likely collapse. A large portion of this is due to China's action, which include price controls, which could well tip us over the edge, bringing down many companies around the world and shipping, along with a lot of criminality. Almost the whole world depends on China for food and industrial supplies, electronics, chips, computer parts, plastics of all kinds, so on and so forth. Many banks could shut down, at least for a few days, to switch over to the QFS, get some cash out, even as the ATMs may go down. Insiders from early on have warned to have at least 2 to 3 weeks worth of food, cash, water, fuel, and essentials. Well, tell your friends who don't know God to be their Jehovah Jireh provider these things. Tell them. The military will be standing by to help also. And the rest of you who trust in Jesus, who said in Matthew 6:25-26, you've got nothing to worry about. He said, therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the food, and the body than raiment? Behold, the birds of the heavens, that they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not ye of much more value than they? Obviously the Lord believes so, and he will take care of your needs. Matthew 6:30-34 says, but if God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Be not therefore anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore anxious for tomorrow, for the morrow shall be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. And Matthew 7, 7 through 12 says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you who, if his son shall ask him a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, will give him a serpent?" Notice he's speaking of food here. "And if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? All things, therefore, whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, even so do ye also unto them. For this is the law and the prophets." So, you know, if you see people in need, make sure you meet their needs. If I know that the Lord looks down on hoarders, and the scripture does too. Meet the needs. Don't worry about tomorrow. Meet the needs, and God will meet your needs, right? The emergency broadcast system with its D-class of deep state crimes and the Starlink quantum internet are said to be very near, along with Project Odin. The switchover will include Tesla free energy, which, by the way, has been tested and is still running in some areas of the United States. I believe the wild card here, of course, is the deep state, who desperately want all this to stop. But God is in control. Timing is all in his hands. And we're told that soon there will be only military intelligence, which would cut out a lot of crime, but could eventually phase into world crime, since neither beast knows God. Neither the beast that's being conquered nor the one that's conquering it know God. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has said that every fully death-jabbed, vaccinated person over 30 years of age will have AIDS by the end of this year. Well, what do you think about a plague like that? That's a terrible plague coming upon the world there. And also, China is in lockdown with a more deadly man-made strain of COVID, which we were expecting and we've had dreams about. And Pfizer documents prove that inhalation and skin contact with vaccinated people can infect the unvaccinated with the vaccine problems. It's time for everyone to heed the warnings in God's Word. Our book, God's Vaccine, I'm going to put the link here. You need to know this because this will be a supply for your needs as far as health and deliverance, plagues, pestilences, simple steps to be immune from these things. Also, I'm going to share another revelation here with you. We call it famine in Food City. Food City can be, of course, a large food city, and that's what I believe it is. Marie Kelton gave this revelation on 3/26/22. And she said, "The Lord gave me an open vision while I was at work in Food City." And I believe it's representing the larger food supply system. Okay. "I was cutting cheese on the cheese slicer, and I looked up at where we keep the menu for the food, and it was all gray." I think gray here could represent a spirit of death from starvation because of what's about to be said here. "There were no lights on, representing energy and electricity shortages. And the sunlight was shining through the windows, but it was also gray." Ooh, terrible. "And I looked around and saw that everything looked gray. No one was in the store, and I saw that weeds and grass had grown up all in Food City. And this, of course, could be a warning that without prayer and faith, we will see a desperate situation. I asked the Lord if this was something that we can change by prayer and faith, and I did get a yes, but he also told me that he would only change it in measure. Okay, so then today, she said I was cutting meat for a customer, and I was facing the area where we keep bread and pies, etc., and I had an open vision of it being gray again and desolate, and weeds and vines had grown in Food City. There were no lights on and no food on the shelves. And then I heard the Lord say, "Your house is left unto you desolate." I wasn't sure if I was hearing correctly, so he spoke it again. "Your house is left unto you desolate." That was the end of the vision. Well, Matthew 23:37-39 says this, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killeth the prophets, and stoneth them that are sent unto her, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not." Of course, I believe this is talking about the Jerusalem of the church today that we're being warned about. That is the leadership of the church today that we're being warned about is why a lot of these tribulations and troubles are coming. "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth until you say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Well, we know the Lord is coming again in his man-child corporate body. In the midst of desolation, to save his elect and to gather together all the members of the body of Christ. This next revelation, we called it Beast-Engineered Energy and Food Shortages. And this was Vanessa Weeks' gift. "I dreamed I was standing on the sidewalk in front of an Atlantic and Pacific, that's A&P, grocery store." And that represents in this dream that it's occurring all over the United States from the Atlantic to the Pacific. That's the A&P. "And in the dream, I was thinking about Kathy," meaning pure. That's Lakeisha's mom, "telling me that she used to work at an A&P in Texas," meaning friends. And I believe this is signifying a pure message given to the friends of God. "The outside of the store was box-shaped like Kentucky Fried Chicken." And this could represent that the fast food stores are going down too. "And it was all orange and brown, except for the white letters of A&P and a white picture of Colonel Sanders on the sign." Well, we know that orange and brown are fall colors, and fall could be a play on words as we are watching the fall of the deep state right now. And factions are falling along with the economy. The rigged election, forced vaccinations, news media, internet, deep state satellites, electricity, on and on. Well, God is giving us a short time to prepare the church for the Great Tribulation, when liberal communists will once again gain control to bring the church to her cross. And all the great things coming now will ultimately be given over to the last beast. That's right. I believe there is another one following. In the middle of the tribulation period, we know a beast is raised up. Okay. "And I wondered if the store was open, and I looked into a front window and saw small tables and chairs like a restaurant. And all the lights were out. It was the middle of the day. and I realized it was closed. They are being closed from the Atlantic to the Pacific. You know, the deep state has been destroying all the food sources to break the supply chain. And the restaurant being closed represents the shutdown of the economy and the food shortage. And all of this evil is being realized even by the liberals, and will fall. Communism, liberalism, the Democratic Party are falling, and they will for a short time to give us time to rebuild the kingdom. We praise God for that. But I opened the front door, and I went in anyway, and it was very dim there, and I saw cobwebs everywhere. Well, cobwebs represent that the supply chain is currently breaking down. And then I knew that this store had gone out of business because they could not pay their debts. And this is what actually happened to A&P. But I did not know that until after I had this dream. So we're thinking that the easy money printing policies of the Federal Reserve has caused a massive debt bubble that will eventually bankrupt the world and cause a global reset. And many small businesses and individuals will be the hardest hit of the planned financial collapse. The GCR will infuse tons of money to turn this around as Trump goes back officially in office. But we know that the truth is really that he is not coming back because he never left. In fact, he stated that. And I believe him. There were stairs in the middle of the restaurant, and I walked up the stairs and saw empty cardboard boxes. Like, this was their supply room. And I believe this represents shipping and receiving failed and supply lines failed, and the supply chain shortages are breaking the backs of these businesses and industry all over the world. As I walked back down the stairs, I saw many cobwebs. The warning is that they were not brought back quickly as suspected, and that there would be a delay. And we're being shown to pray against this delay. That's what I think it's saying. And back at the lower level, which looked like a restaurant, I saw that people had left things behind very suddenly. Could represent that these events are taking place very quickly and suddenly before most people who are not awake have time to prepare. And I also saw a few original Edison light bulbs hanging from the ceiling, and knew that this store was only getting electricity 2 or 3 hours a day. Well, many countries around the world are experiencing an engineered energy crisis and are having to ration electricity, which I believe will soon fail. But they have a backup, and I've told you about that. And she said, after I woke up, I thought that maybe this has to do with the electric energy being switched over to Tesla energy. I believe that's so, and I believe they're ready to use that. Of course, we know the wild card out there is the deep state, but also God. Everything is in God's hands, right? Men think that they can do something, but we can do nothing without God, right? The stores closed when electricity was failing and before it was changed to Tesla free energy, looks like. And the system failed for lack of electricity and supply lines. Vehicles need the gas and diesel electric pumps at the stations to run. And I asked the Lord if we should pray that the electrical switchover and supply lines would be restored quickly, and got a yes. And this dream is a warning that if Christians do not pray, this switchover to the new economy and the new electricity can fail. And I asked him about the Edison light bulb and received by faith at random Zephaniah 3:10. In context, 7 through 13. I said, surely you will fear me, you will accept correction. Then your dwelling would not be cut off according to all that I have appointed against you. Well, I think that means, of course, that Christians must repent of their wandering from the Word and cling to the ancient light given to the apostolic fathers. But all the more, they were eager to make all their deeds corrupt, he said. So they turn against the Word and to be taken into the beast captivity. Yeah. Because that's what's going to happen when people can't do the things they need to do to make a living, is you're at the mercy of the government. Unless, of course, you've learned to believe in God. So therefore, wait for me, he says, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up to seize the prey. Well, judgment shall fall also upon the global community. For my decision is to gather the nations, that's the global community, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out upon them my indignation, all my burning anger. For in the fire of my jealousy all of the earth shall be consumed. For at that time I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech. Boy, I tell you, it is not today. In other words, many will come to repentance through these judgments and begin to agree with the Word of God, right? So that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve Him with one accord. Amen. Amen. And verse 10 says, from beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshipers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. Well, I believe Christians must confess their sins, they're walking in darkness, and claim the blood of the Lamb for their sacrifice, calling upon the Lord. On that day, you shall not be put to shame because of the deeds by which you have rebelled against me. For then I will remove from your midst your proudly exultant ones, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain. There's a lot of proud Christians out there. But I will leave in your midst a people humble and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord. Those who are left in Israel, they shall do no injustice and speak no lies. In other words, there's going to be a falling away of the wicked. Nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue. For they shall graze and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Oh, praise God. So let us cast down the delays by the deep state and push them to the Red Sea so that the people can have revival on the other side and be ready for the wilderness tribulation. Amen. So Ebrass got this on 2:10:22. We called it faith tested for provision. I dreamed that I was in a small room with David and Michael and several other local UBM brethren. This room had white walls and blue indoor-outdoor carpet. The white walls represent sanctification from the world, and blue on the floor represents a heavenly walk. I had another sister, each brought a package of 8 flour tortillas, totaling 16, to distribute to the brethren in the room. And everyone in the dream was hungry, and these 2 packages of tortillas was all that we had to feed everyone with. And I knew in the dream that there was extreme lack and shortage of food all around the country. Well, aside from the obvious literal problem that we can see, that spiritually speaking, there is a famine of the word also. Tortillas are unleavened bread, meaning the pure word. And 8 is the number of Jesus, who is the bread of life. Okay, so obviously this rationing is going to have to be something people are going to have to learn to deal with. And that's why we need to know our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We started to pass them out, but realized that there wasn't going to, that this wasn't physically going to be able to go around, because the young men and the older men would need more to keep up their strength. Well, a couple of things you can see here. The evangelists and the teachers should be the first to receive the message so that they can distribute it. But literally, Christians are going to be tested as to whether they can believe the word or not. Matthew 6 and 26 says, "Behold, the birds of the heaven, that they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them." So they don't do any of man's works to provide, but God still feeds them. "Are not ye of much more value than they?" Meaning God will certainly take care of you if he feeds the birds, right? So we gave the men a larger portion, and the women and children got a little, just enough to sustain them. Well, we should remember that Jesus multiplied the fishes and the loaves, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he will do it in our day too, as we have seen. Yes. David and I realized that there wouldn't even be enough this way, so we decided to fast and give our portions to the men, and just pray that the Lord would supernaturally multiply the food for us all. Yes, that's the answer. And many will wake up in this desperate situation to learn from Jesus how to multiply the food. He demonstrated it for his disciples, and he's the same. "And then I woke up." Psalm 132, 13 through 15 says, "For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. And I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread." All right, I do believe Zion is going to feed multitudes of people, because God is going to bless Zion. And 2 Corinthians 9, 7-13, "Let each man do according as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity," meaning it's not the tithe, the law of the tithe. "For God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that you having always all sufficiency in everything may abound unto every good work. As it is written, he hath scattered abroad, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness abideth forever." Well, those who give will receive, and those who hoard will not, I can assure you. "And he that supplieth seed to the sower and bread for food shall supply and multiply your seed for sowing, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, you being enriched in everything unto all liberality." Wow, this is such a powerful promises here. "Which worketh through us thanksgiving to God, for the ministration of this service not only filleth up the measure of the wants of the saints," yeah, this giving and multiplying, yeah, "but aboundeth also through many thanksgivings unto God." Yes, people give thanks unto God for doing these things. "Seeing that through the proving of you by this ministration, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession unto the gospel of Christ, and for the liberality of your contribution unto them and unto all." So, in the natural, one of the testimonies for provision for my family, after we ran out of all of our food one day, were tested with a fast for one day. Was my wife asked, "What will we do?" And I said, "Set the table." And then the seven of us sat down, and I prayed a real simple prayer, which is the only kind I know. I said, "Father, you sent us here, so we ask you to fill these plates or fill our stomachs." Yes. Simple prayer. Then my children, one by one, said, "Dad, my stomach is full." And then they began to get up from the table. Then I realized that my stomach was full also. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We can't limit God. You know, Jesus multiplied the fishes and the loaves, and that's a good thing. I mean, what you've got, he can multiply. He can also make it where there isn't anything to multiply, like he did in this situation. So you can't get anywhere God can't take care of you. And this fits the natural and the spiritual, by the way. Another time we ran out of food except for one pot of spaghetti, and we blessed it and ate half of it and then put the rest in the refrigerator. And in the morning, we took it out, and the pot was full again. Well, like the Israelites, you can't get anywhere in your wilderness where God can't supply your needs, physical and spiritual. Well, here's another one. It's called Another Pestilence is Coming. And this is Mena Lee Jones, Faithful Walk Healing Ministries. Okay, 3:29-22. And I would like to share a vision the Lord gave me in the wee hours of this morning. I saw a list appear in front of me. The list was held up, and it looked as if it was a scroll. There were numbers listed from 1 to 4. However, they were in descending order like a countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1. The numbers 4 through 2 each had a single word written next to them. However, I could only make out what the word next to number 4 was, and it was cooperation. There is a cooperation between all of the countries to usher in a new world order. The deep state plans to accomplish this in through a famine and human suffering. And if they control the food and access to health care, then you control the people. But also, there's going to be a lot of cooperation between people when disasters like this happen. It usually happens, and people learn that they like to do that. And it really helps. So she said, as my eyes scanned to number 1, I noticed there wasn't a word next to it. And all of a sudden, I saw a creature begin to emerge out of the paper next to the number 1. It was pitch black with long claws, and it had a wing that resembled a raven's wing. And ravens often symbolize harbingers of doom and death. They're associated with the occult and psychic powers, and are frequently portrayed as the companions of witches and wizards. She said, I turned my head before it completely emerged, but I quickly asked the Lord what it was that he was showing me. And the Lord answered swiftly, another pandemic is coming. My vision then ended. Well, I would say famine and pestilence kind of go together, obviously. And Jeremiah 32:24 says, behold, the mounds, they are come unto the city to take it. Talk about building up mounds to overcome a city, right? And the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it because of the sword, of the famine, and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And Mena went on to say, as many of you know, I was shown the current pandemic first in June of 2016, and then I was told again in 2017 in August, and finally in July of 2018 that a pestilence would sweep across the planet. I found myself a little distraught this morning and sort of dazed, but the Lord had already told me 2 months prior that we would have a small window to get things done. This meaning ministry. He had spoken this to me as far as making plans for conferences and travel this year, And the Lord said that we would have a small window where it would be safe to travel, but soon the door will be closed again. So at the time, he didn't reference as to why or what was going to take place that would close that window. Well, saints, we are in the birth pangs, and if you understand labor as the time for birth draws nigh, the contractions become stronger and closer together. I remember when I was in labor with my firstborn, she said, and it got to the point where my contractions were only 65 seconds apart. And this is how things that are unfolding on the earth are starting to feel. And yet, there are so many in the church that have been lulled to sleep by a satanic lullaby because they believe things are going to get better. Well, I believe some things are going to get better, and I think some things are going to get worse. The New Agers are trying to convince everyone that the book of Revelation is wrong and it shouldn't be in the Bible. And our 1,000 years of peace has come. Well, they're going to find out differently. That's, you know. And she says, as with all things, take this to prayer. Okay. Isaac Payne sent this for 2/6/22. And we named it COVID Mutates. In this dream, I saw a glimpse of a news reporter on the TV, and I couldn't hear the news reporter as there was no audio on the TV. It was basically a brief picture that I witnessed in this dream. The reporter was a man in a business suit. The headline that appeared on the news said, COVID Mutates. 1 million people die. I knew in this dream that this mutation killed 1 million people within days. And then I woke up. Well, I repeat, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has said that every fully death-jabbed, vaccinated person over 30 years of age will have AIDS by the end of this year. And that's a terrible plague, of course, because it destroys your immune system so that anything else can take you down, too. So I believe you need to learn to trust in the Lord and receive healing from Him. He is faithful to do exactly what He did in the Scriptures. And Bill Steenland, 7/6/20, shared this. Deep State releases a worse plague. This is an old one, but it fit here so well. Prepare for a second plague, not like the first. I told you that COVID-19, this is my note, by the way, which was put in it before. I told you that COVID-19 did not fulfill all that the Lord told us 3 years ago that He would do with the plague to bring down the factions and the apostates, and that I expected more plague. And then we received this from Bill on July the 6th, 2020. Bill said, I had this dream. In this dream, the Lord allowed me to follow the Satanists into a very rich, high-rise, private apartment condo in New York. I knew that they had infiltrated the CDC and the WHO, and were executing a plan for their satanic New World Order. The dream changed, and I was still in the same condo at a small medical facility where people were dropping like flies from some unknown pathogen or contagion. There were 3 women and 2 men who were so sick that they were unable to function. I tried to grab 1 woman closest to me while she was falling, and in the dream I knew the elite were experimenting with the next plandemic. I said, ma'am, ma'am, what's wrong? Get up. Again and again, but she was dead. I went over to the nurse, who was in a back room, and I could tell she knew something and was divided about it. She was very sad and on her knees. And I knew it was partially because she was totally helpless to assist or medicate the sick that were there. I picked her up off the ground and somewhat screamed at her, "What is happening to these people?" She told me, "Don't ask me that question," as she cried in fear and sadness. I yelled again for her to tell me everything you know. "What's happening to these people?" She again told me not to ask that question. She knew that they were victims of a trial run for the next pandemic. In the dream, I just knew it. That's the info that kept coming to me in the dream. Next pandemic and trial run experiment. Yeah. Well, I'm going to just share you a few clips here. From Operation Disclosure. Chinese scientists have developed a deadly coronavirus called NeoCov, capable of giving a mortality rate of 34% compared to 1.6% for COVID-19. It was described in a scientific article dated January 25, 2022, published by Chinese scientists from Wuhan University. I'll give you the link here. So, NeoCov is a member of the group of coronaviruses, one of which caused an outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, in 2012, which killed 34% of the approximately 2,500 people infected with it. And according to the Chinese authors, NeoCov binds not only to the BAT DPP4 receptor found in most MERS coronaviruses, but also weakly binds to ACE2, which is a human receptor for the highly transmissive COVID-19 virus. So they kind of jumped it up a step, I guess. Similar to the laboratory creation of COVID-19, Chinese scientists have again taken a coronavirus found in nature and artificially manipulated it, its structure, to infect people, but now with a virus capable of giving a mortality rate of 34% compared to 1.6% per COVID-19. It is becoming obvious that China is using the threat of new viral diseases, and I believe this is the Chinese Communist Party, not the people that are working for a republic there, as a cover for its biological warfare program. The recent January 2021 says it is alarming and indicative for the development of biological weapons, the interest shown by the Chinese scientists in the furin cleavage site NeoCov. Another article there. Okay, if you're in fear and driven towards the next pandemic or next vaccine suicide, try God. Jesus is still the same, and he heals all who come to him by repentance and faith. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yea, and forever. And if you do not believe this, you are an apostate and are in danger. Read Revelations. A large portion of the earth will die from these plagues. Romans 1:17. For therein is revealed a righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall live by faith. That's right. And Jesus bore your sin and its curse. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins on in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So, the moral of this story is don't be an apostate. Learn of your biblical provision for health. And matter of fact, you can look in our book, I'll put a link to it here, God's Vaccine Book. It lays it out very simple for you. All of this is a test and a trial to see who is who, who are believers. It is necessary We're headed towards the tribulation. It is necessary for people to learn to walk by faith. There is no man you can trust in those days. And we're in the midst of a great falling away of Christianity from what was given to us in the book, which is the only word of God that we have. God's proven his book through this numeric pattern that we have on our site. It's not in the apocryphal books, and a lot of people point that out and say there should be more books taken out of the Bible. Well, they're just full of baloney. They don't know what they're talking about. The 66 books have a numeric pattern in them, and it hasn't been found in any of the rest of the books. I'm not saying that some of the other books aren't good and have good edification in them. I'm just saying they're not on the level of perfection that the 66 books are. So, and we prove that on our site. You can go there in Revelations and Teachings, and we have several teachings on the numerics. We also have a numeric New Testament, which was put out by Ivan Panin, and we've updated it a little bit, not changing anything except some antiquated words which people do not understand. We've changed them. But other than that, it's pretty much the same. And Ivan Panin discovered that you can find out where the Bible has been added to and where it's been taken away from. And there, every letter in the original Greek and Hebrew fits together in a pattern. You've heard about skip sequences, how there are many messages in the Bible. If you go, say, every 10 words or every 100 words or every 15 words or whatever, and go all the way through the Bible, you find a message there. Many messages there, as a matter of fact. But you need to start with something that's numeric, because that puts every letter in its place. That's the point. Now, there is, and we do publish it on our site, a numeric New Testament where the letters are in place. So you can find these skip sequences and many things that God has written below the text or hidden in the text. God only can write an intelligible text like that with patterns on top of patterns on top of patterns. Men don't have the ability to do that. And that's the way the Bible is. The whole Bible is that way. And when they say the book of Revelation doesn't belong in the Bible, they don't know what they're talking about. We have absolute proof the book of Revelation belongs in the Bible. Absolute proof. And you can go to our section called Revelations and Teachings and read the numeric stuff, and you'll see what I mean. Okay? And by the way, You may have faith in a Bible that wasn't very good because it wasn't using the right ancient manuscripts. This numeric pattern proves which manuscripts are right, where they're wrong. And Ivan spent probably 50 years of his life doing this to get this to us. And, of course, the Old Testament is also being worked on, and not by him, but others. And it's astounding. This is an amazing miracle, the Bible. There is no writings out there by men that have such a pattern at all. None at all. And so people shouldn't be adding to the Bible in any way or taking away from it in any way, but religions love to do that. And, of course, they are basically blaspheming God and not respecting his word by picking and choosing things, and that's what they do. They pick and choose instead of take it all. And that's why God gave us this pattern, to show what is right and what is wrong. And I want to say, too, that it doesn't matter which Bible you pick up, you can get some edification out of it, and you should be reading it, okay? You can go to our site and read the numeric English New Testament. There's, of course, a numeric Greek New Testament also. But you can go to our site and read that. And it's very edifying, very easy to read. And God is in it. God is in it. Remember, he wrote in the end of the book. If you added to his words, he would add to you the plagues that are written in the book. We're watching it. And if you took away from his book, he would take away your part in the tree of life. Well, that's really serious. So what does religion do? They do exactly what God warned them not to do. And why are so many people dying early, or dying because they're trusting in men who have a depopulation agenda? Huh? Oh, my goodness. Get back to the Bible. God still heals the same way he did back then in the Gospels. His disciples carried on with this. And there was, of course, a falling away because religions came in and divided up God's people and sowed a lot of garbage for doctrine and so on. So anyway, we just ask that you seek the Word of God, that you seek your God for these coming days, because this is not going to end. Read the book of Revelation. This is not ending, okay? They are planning on killing a lot of people, and the Bible declares that they will do it. Do you want to be one of them? Would you like to come to maturity before that happens? We all have to bear fruit, you know. There is a great falling away. We just ask that you run to God, get your book, read your book. It's more important than any man's works out there. When I write books, I like to put as much Bible in there as possible, and I like to have, I believe what the Bible says in the original, the sum of thy words is truth. You can't just pick and choose verses. The sum of thy words is truth. Everything has to fit. The Bible is made that way with this numeric pattern. Everything has to fit, or it's not the truth. I think it's aletheia, truth, which means nothing left out. Yeah. God has thought of everything. So run after the Lord. Choose him. Choose life. And get the word down in your heart, because you can take it with you anywhere. Get it in your heart. Speak it. Confess it. For man believes unto righteousness. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So you believe it and you confess it. Faith without works is dead. When you believe the word of God, you confess it. Listen, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. And he already bore your sins in his body upon the tree. If you repent and confess your sins, he will forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness, and you have every right to receive healing from him, by whose stripes ye were healed. So, don't be an apostate. Turn to God. Love him. Love his truth. I began doing that many years ago, over 50 years ago, and I sat down to read the Bible and continued until this day. And it saved my life several times just because I held fast to the Word of God. And you can do it too. God promises you. There's no condemnation, and we're not bringing any condemnation on anybody but for a lack of faith, you know. But if you get into the Word of God, you will get faith. Faith cometh of hearing, and hearing by the Word. So, yes, we all start out weak, but we can gain by putting the Word into our hearts. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, transformed into what? Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus needs to live in you. The Christian life is Jesus living the Christian life in you. It's not you trying to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, right? It's Jesus in you. And you put the Word in you. To the extent you humble yourself to the Word in you, you're humbling yourself to Jesus Christ. And to the extent that you agree with the Word, you're going to see miracles. I've had a very miraculous life. And I want it for you too. You're going to see miracles. Get the word in your heart. It's more important than anything else. You don't even need a hobby in these days, folks. Look what's coming. You don't need hobbies. You don't need distractions. You don't need religion. You need Jesus and the Word of God in your heart. And you can get the concentrated truth right in your house. Get used to reading it, studying it, putting it in your heart so that Jesus can be in you and can do this work in you and can heal your lost loved ones and can heal people around you. And you can be used to save your family and other people from dying. This is very, very important. Well, all right. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. Amen.